Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
For airline passengers headed to Vegas.
It was Friday morning. Southwest Airlines flight 1496 was 8 minutes after takeoff from Burbank when alarms began sounding in the cockpit. Collision imminent, ordering the pilots to dive. Radar data shows they dropped about 475 feet to avoid a Hawker Hunter aircraft. Southwest Airlines says two flight attendants were injured. The FAA says it will investigate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Burbank, California.
President Trump in Scotland, where his family business owns a golf course and he's planning to open a new one. He'll also be meeting with the British Prime Minister. The Pentagon says a nighttime counterterrorism raid in northwest Syria killed a senior ISIS leader. The hunger crisis in Gaza getting worse. Hamas health officials say in the last 24 hours, 9 people died of starvation, 122 of them since the war began, the majority of them children. This is ABC News. Tens of thousands have descended upon San Diego for Comic-Con.
Jacqueline flew in from Reno, ready to love every minute.
You're just automatically put with groups of people who you have these common interests with, and it's just so easy to connect here at Comic-Con, and people are just so, you know, happy to talk to you and happy to share their interests with somebody else.
Cosplayers are always out in force here at Comic-Con, excited to parade through the exhibition hall, showing fellow conventioneers what they've created.
ABC's George Penicchio, a 12-year-old New York boy, got to be sheriff for a day in Suffolk County just days before he undergoes a kidney transplant. Wyatt Hoopert was born with a kidney that never fully developed. A family friend is donating hers with the transplant set for Monday. Hoopert's family says he was over the moon to be sheriff, making some very important decisions like ordering pizza for dinner. That is important. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Our meteorologist Tony Schumacher telling us to expect mostly cloudy conditions, an isolated light shower possible far south and southeast this morning. A bit more sunshine later in the day, warm and sticky with a high of 85. A few clouds, areas of fog and humidity tonight, a low near 67. Sunday, early morning fog and low clouds, then plenty of sunshine turning hot and humid with heat indices reaching 100 in the afternoon, a high temperature of 91. Muggy with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight Sunday night into Monday with a low of 71. Monday, a 30% chance of showers or storms early, partly cloudy, very hot, very humid, heat indices 100 plus in the afternoon on Monday with a high of 94, and mixed skies, warm and humid but a little cooler on Tuesday, maybe a shower or a storm with a high of 88. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
I mushed from Point Barren through a blizzard of snow. Been out prospecting for 2 years or so. Pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. So I took a little stroll to the Red Dog Saloon. As I walked in the door, the music was clear. The prettiest voice I had heard in 2 years. The song she was singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. It was red-headed Lil who was singing so sweet. I reached down and took the snow packs off my feet. I reached for the gal who was singing the tune. We did the Eskimo hop all around the saloon. With a caribou crawl and a grizzly bear hug, we did our dance on a Kodiak rug. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. I was as innocent as I could be. I didn't know Lil was Big Ed's wife-to-be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below.
That's two in a row for your weekend wake up from Johnny Horton. Good morning. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 68. We do have a few clouds and a little bit of fog starting to move in. I think that's going to pretty much be a possibility as we move through your morning. So keep an eye on that. Here's Jimmy Rogers for your weekend wake up.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall. And the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard. Pop them, well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone. For my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, the honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Stars in the sky, but none of them are alike. There's a lot of people in this world. There's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. That long, and I hope my feelings aren't all wrong. But every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand sometimes. Why'd it have to take so long? She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. Thought I'd find someone. I thought I'd always be alone. And she walked into my life. She made me smile. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside.
Rev up your engines and cruise to Mick Memorial Park in Hub City for the Big Car Show, Sunday, July 27th from 9 to 3. Check out classic rides, grab a great burger or snack, and dig into a delicious chicken barbecue dinner starting at 11:30. Trophies roll out at 1, and the Euchre Tournament kicks off at the same time. Camping and showers are available, but no carry-ins, please. Questions? Call Verlin at 608-415-1771. Be there for Chrome, Cars, and Chicken, July 27th in Hub City.
The 22nd Annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCO-FM Civic Media
and on Facebook.com.
Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric is turning 25, and they're throwing a big party to celebrate. Join them Friday, August 1st from 11 until 2 for food, games, and giveaways at their shop just off Highway 14. Enjoy brats, hot dogs, and Pine River Smokehouse beans served up by the Richland FFA alumni. It's a fun lunchtime celebration with great food and local hospitality. That's Friday, August 1st, 11 until 2 at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Proudly serving the area for 25 years. Help them celebrate.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. We had hometown baseball on the radio last night as Mazamani traveled to Cazenovia. Phil Nee was there.
The Mazamani Mustangs picked up a 2-0 victory over the Cazenovia Reds in hometown baseball from Friday night. They scored a couple of runs on wild pitches in the fourth inning, and that's all it would take as the starting pitcher for Mazamani, Jacob Robender, went the distance, striking out four and walking one to get the victory. Aaron Hicks started the game for the Reds, and he worked a total of 3 1/3 innings, giving him three hits, striking out three and walking two. Sammy Clary finished the game, striking out three batters and giving up a couple of base hits. Leading hitters in the game for the Mazamani Mustangs, Hudson Barsness was 2 for 3 with a run scored. Tyler Flammy, 1 for 2, and Deshaun Barsness was 1 for 3. For the Caz Reds, Isaac Jennings had 2 hits, 2 for 2. Garrett Jennings, 1 for 2, and Monty Jennings, 1 for 2. We should mention Garrett Jennings had a triple in the sixth inning. The Reds failed to score him after getting a triple with one out and unable to get back with the rally caps on late in the ball game. As Mazamani wins a nightly game, and they improve in the standings overall now to 6-3, the Caz Reds fall to 3-4. For Mazamani, they begin the Sunday League playoffs with a Northern Section home game against Reedsburg on Sunday. The Caz Reds have one more game coming up in the night league. That'll be against the Sauk Prairie next week. Once again, the final score, it was a 2-0 win for the Mazamani Mustangs. Visiting Cazenovia Memorial, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 5 left on. No runs, 4 hits, 1 error, and 5 left aboard for the Caz Reds. That's the story from Cazenovia for WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Meek.
The Milwaukee Brewers faced off against the Miami Marlins yesterday at American Family Field, and it was a tough outing for the home team. The Brewers fell to the Marlins 5-1, snapping their momentum and their winning streak despite entering the game with the best record in baseball. Jackson Chirio provided the lone spark for Milwaukee with a solo home run in the fourth inning. The Marlins broke the game open in the seventh with a 4-run rally, including a bases-clearing double by Otto Lopez and a sacrifice fly from Liam Hicks. Brewers starter Freddie Peralta took the loss. Miami's Cal Quantrill pitched effectively enough to earn the win. The Brewers celebrated their 25th anniversary at American Family Field with an alumni home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder and Ryan Braun. The same two teams do battle today on WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7 with a 6:10 first pitch. Other National League finals, St. Louis blanked San Diego 3-0, Arizona a 1-0 win against Pittsburgh, and the Mets down San Fran 8-1. American League, Cleveland at Kansas City postponed due to weather, Toronto beat Detroit 6-2, the Athletics pounded Houston 15-3, and the Angels got by Seattle 3-2. Interleague, Colorado 6-5 over Baltimore, Cincinnati a 7-2 win against Tampa, the Dodgers over Boston 5-2, the Yankees committed several errors yesterday, and they dropped a game to Philadelphia 12-5. Minnesota 1, Washington nothing. The Chi Sox over the Cubbies 12-5, and Texas an 8-3 win over Atlanta.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Great music for the weekend, 100.9 WRCO.
Do it.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, I'll bet you I'm a gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. And I know gonna be a big star. I'd win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Rawls enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is
hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bowl for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. We say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's a fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bowl for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. Love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
That's a classic hit from Alabama if you're going to play in Texas on your weekend wake-up. 531, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 68. Here's David Frizzell and Shelley West with their classic.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown made Oklahoma. I'm sure
Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or Stem insect killers for $5.99 and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Rev up your engines and cruise to Mick Memorial Park in Hub City for the Big Car Show, Sunday, July 27th from 9 to 3. Check out classic rides, grab a great burger or snack, and dig into a delicious chicken barbecue dinner starting at 11:30. Trophies roll out at 1, and the Euchre Tournament kicks off at the same time. Camping and showers are available, but no carry-ins, please. Questions? Call Verlin at 608-415-1771. Be there for Chrome Cars and Chicken, July 27th in Hub City.
Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, "Hey, call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast that I didn't even bother getting out of the shower." And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me. The 22nd Annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win...
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM. It's a WRCO-FM twin spin. Two in a row.
Two in a row.
Twin spin from WRCO.
Hey,
neighbor Carl, he lives next door. Pink flamingos on his porch. At night he teaches driving school, and he sits out by his plastic pool. He takes off his shirt, he opens up a cold one. Old Carl Bean's a fool, but it takes one to know one. Music's playing up and down the block, mostly Christian blues, country folk, and southern rock. Sound a little piece of paradise. Way out here in the woods, there's always something going on down in the trailer hood. Across the street there's Gambling James, always got the poker game. If you care to try your luck, you can buy a seat for 15 bucks. You can call the raise, or you can check and fold on. I like five-card stud, but it's mostly Texas hold'em. Music's playing up and down the block, mostly Christian blues, country folk, and southern rock. It's a little piece of paradise. Way out here in the woods, there's always something going on down in the trailer hood. I knew tattoos and farmer tans, rodeo and NASCAR fans, Dallas Cowboy football on TV. When the storm starts getting bad, you hear those sirens humming. Grab a six-pack and a lawn chair, there's a tornado coming. And blues, country folk, and southern rock. It's a little piece of paradise. Way out here in the woods, there's always something going on down in the trailer hood. I got her made in the shade where the moonshine lemonade. There's a party going on down in the trailer hood.
You know, about 2 minutes ago, we promised you two in a row from Toby Keith, and we are going to deliver. Yeah, we're good on our word. This is Oklahoma Breakdown for your weekend wake-up on RCOFM.
Friday, getting tore up, headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so right? Go get you down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now, and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was alright. Go rooting around the riverbed tonight. Tell me that you love me, if it's true. Tell you.
Lord said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Need a girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Two towns back, I showed your photograph, and the gas station man just started to laugh. She said, "I might see you in this old bucket of rust," and said, "Good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates. Chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Yeah, how fast can I go? I gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn were lower, cattle were up, hogs were mostly lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with this market update on Brownfield. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein for decades. Stein's been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Traders are looking ahead to the updated crop conditions ratings from the USDA, which come out on Monday. Traders are also looking ahead to scheduled trade talks between the U.S. and China. August beans were down 5.5 at 9.98¾. September beans down 3¾ at 10.02. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling. Crop development weather has been mostly favorable, and the market's looking ahead to the next crop condition update from the USDA. September corn was down 2¼ at 3.99¹. December corn was down 1¾ at 4.19. The wheat complex was lower on fund and technical selling. The market has been watching results of the industry spring wheat tour. U.S. wheat has been at a competitive disadvantage on the global market. That's not expected to change. September wheat in Chicago down 3¼ at 5.38¹. December wheat in Chicago is down 3 at 5.58¹. In Kansas City, September wheat was down 2 at 5.26¹. And in Minneapolis, September wheat was down 3/4 at 5.84¾. Live and feeder cattle were up, watching the week's direct business unfold and waiting for the USDA reports. August lives were up 67 at 226.47. October lives were up a dollar at 223.15. August feeder cattle were up 247 at 331.37. Hogs were mostly lower, pressured by weak cash business and ongoing uncertainties around demand. Prices at the regional direct markets were sharply lower during the session. August lean hogs were up 50 cents at 108.70. October lean hogs were down 50 at 90.60. Taking a look at cash business, there was a light round of direct cash cattle trade that took place Friday afternoon. Live deals in Iowa were marked at $240 to $242. Dress deals in Nebraska were at $380, which is about a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. It looks like buyers and sellers were holding out until after those reports from the USDA came out, which means we won't have more details on what happened until sometime Monday. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says heat played a big factor in what happened in sale barns throughout his state this past week.
The market's definitely awful good, and that's quite surprising in a sense because we're a couple weeks past, you know, those great big holiday special sales and all of those huge drafts of cattle. So we might have had expected it to maybe dip a little bit lower, but it sure hasn't done that at all. When we look at the auction barns around the state this week and some of the stickout sales, it was extremely hard to find any stickout sales on the lightweight calves just because there wasn't much of a supply of them. There was very, very few drafts anywhere, any barn this week on those light calves that consisted of more of 20 head in a draft. We found one draft at Joplin Regional Stockyards, 548 head, that brought 415. The average statewide on those light four weights, even with all the small drafts, still over $4 at 410. Unionville Livestock Market, they sold 83 head of 602-pound steers this week at 416 and a quarter. That would be an all-time record in the state of Missouri for any sizable drafts over 600 pounds this week in that weight break. Had five loads of heavy eight weight steers this week at Unionville Livestock Market, those reputation steers from the Rock and R Ranch, and they sold from 326.75 to 328.75. A load of 909-pound steers at Joplin at 317. And then two full loads of steers at Joplin weighing 1,035 pounds brought 305.50. Looking at the heifer side of things, we found one draft of 28 head of 545-pound heifers that went through Joplin. They sold at 380, the average statewide on those light five-weight heifers at 369. And then some of those light seven-weight heifers, we had a well of a stick-out sale on some of those this week. A full load of 734-pound heifers at F&T Livestock Market sold for $344.75, the average statewide on those light seven-weight heifers at $320.
To wrap things up, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were $2 lower and feeder pigs were steady. Demand was moderate for moderate offerings, and the weighted average for early wean pigs was 55.28, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs, 77.61. I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Feed.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News at 6 o'clock on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring.